Oh my, oh Gewalt. I've locked myself up in my home for so many days now, afraid to walk out in the street. But perhaps I will be seen and arrested. And who knows? Oh Gewalt! Oh Gewalt! Someone's knocking at my door. It's probably one of the officials. Oh Gewalt! Who is it?
Rebitzel, open up quickly. Quickly, it's me, Yankel.
Yankel? Yankel's at my door? Yankel the fruit man? Huh? Let me see what he wants.
Rebitzel, I have some amazing news for you.
Yankel, what kind of amazing news could you have for me?
You'll never believe what I just heard a few minutes ago.
What is it? Quickly, tell me, what is it? Don't leave me in suspense.
Rebitzel, you're safe. You don't have to worry anymore about them coming to get you.
What, did they leave town already? Did the officials from St. Petersburg pack up their bags and leave?
Nope. But there's no longer evidence that you were involved in giving any bribes.
Yankel, how do you know this?
Well, let me tell you what happened not so long ago. As you know, I am a fruit salesman here in town. I sell fruits and vegetables, and the way it works is that many of my customers, they pay me on credit. So at the end of the month, I go from door to door to my customers with my ledger that states in it how much money everyone owes me. And I got to the door of the assistant mayor's home, Gregory, and let me tell you what happened. It's me, Yankel, the fruit man. I'm here to collect the money that you owe me for your fruits and vegetables from this past month. I'm sorry, but is everything okay?
You're not going to believe what just happened!
What is it, may I ask?
Well, as you probably know, my husband Gregory, the assistant mayor, he was put in charge of investigations of people here in town who are involved in bribes.
Yes, I'm well aware. Everyone knows his involvement in these investigations now.
Well, earlier today, let me tell you what happened.
Gregory, what's doing? Come, let me sit down and go through files on your desk here of who we still have left to arrest and send to Siberia. Yes, General Khabibovich, let us begin our work for today. We have a big pile of folders to go through. Let us begin. Okay, Gregory, let us see the top folder on the pile. Yes. This top folder here is... Huh? Gregory! Why are you hemming and hawing? Give me that folder! Let me see it for myself! Huh? Gregory! This folder here has your name on it! Let me open this up! What's going on?
Oh no! What happened?
I just threw my folder into fire!
Oh no! I can't believe it! In my rush, and because I was so nervous to be caught, I accidentally took Rabbi Hitchell's folder and threw his folder into the fire! And my folder is still here on disk! I'm in big trouble! Oh no!
Gregory, I don't believe it! I thought you were not involved in those bribes, but it says here that many years ago you used to be involved. Hey, Victor, come in quick! Arrest this man!
No, please, I haven't done it in so many years, you know.
Once a traitor, always. boys are traitor to Mother Russia, deserve to be her now. Victor, come in quickly, arrest this man, let him go home, take few things, and send him off to Siberia.
Yes, General,
immediately.
I do this right away.
And that, Yunker, is why I'm crying. My husband, he just come home. Tell me what happened. How he accidentally threw Rabitsyn's folder in the fire instead of his folder. And now my husband, he go to Siberia.
Oh my. I'm so sorry to hear that. I'll be going on my way now. And that, Rebizela, is what I heard earlier today. The Abishta worked it out, Hashem worked it out. Of course it's not by chance that Gregory mixed up his folder and your folder and threw your folder into the fire, getting rid of all the evidence against you. It was Hashkocho Pratis, no doubt. Hashem's divine orchestration working it out for you.
Well, Baruch Hashem! Hashem ki toiv, ki li'olam chasdai.
Yes, indeed. My good friend Rebizela, you have what to be thankful for. And it is no doubt in my mind that the schus of all the chesed you did all these many, many, many years by helping all those who couldn't afford to bribe the officials, that schus stood by your side and saved you from who knows what, Rachmana Litzlan.
And that is why the Rebbe asked me if what I do is the Shem Shemayim, and then he told me that everything would be okay. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
Yes, and may we, every single person, learn from your Ma'asim Tovim and to try to help out our fellow Yidden in any way we can, of course, and do as much chesed as we can on our own level in the best way that we can.
And in that schus, may Hashem bring Mashiach b'meheira v'yameinu and free us from the gullus that we find ourselves in.
Amen.